From Tidbits on April 23rd, 2012, this is How to Download EPUB, PDF, and MobiPocket to the Kindle Fire, written by Adam C. Angst. It's almost hard to remember, but when it came out, iBooks could read only EPUB files, not PDFs, and the only way to load them was by syncing with iTunes. Over a number of releases of both iBooks and iOS, Apple finally arrived at where we are now, where you can load eBooks, purchased or downloaded outside the iBookstore, into iBooks from Safari, Mail, and any other iOS app with the necessary document copying support. From our perspective as publishers trying to make our eBooks available to iOS users, support for web-based downloading was the most important, since it enabled us to let users download books from their Take Control accounts. But what about the Kindle? Until the release of the Android-based Kindle Fire, the only way to load books purchased or downloaded outside of Amazon's Kindle store was via a manual Finder copy to a USB-connected Kindle. The e-ink versions of the Kindle are remarkably limited in their capabilities beyond actually reading a book. They do have web browsers, but good luck actually using one for anything beyond the simplest of pages. But the Kindle Fire has an entirely acceptable web browser and touch interface. So that raises the question of how Kindle Fire users will interact with our ebooks. The most obvious answer, as with the iBookstore, is that many of our titles can be purchased from the Kindle store. But it's hard for us to recommend that because we make vastly less for each copy and because it's difficult or impossible for readers to create Take Control accounts, get their ebooks in different formats, learn about and download free updates, and get discounts on new editions. If you're a Kindle Fire user, then you'll have two basic options. Download our books to your computer and copy them to the Kindle manually, or download them to the Kindle directly and perform some magic to move them to the proper location. Muddying the issue is the fact that while the Kindle Fire prefers the MobiPocket format, it can also own PDFs, open PDFs, and, with some more effort, EPUBs. Get a new reader. First off, let's make sure you can read all three major ebook formats, EPUB, PDF, and MobiPocket. The Kindle Fire handles MobiPocket and PDF internally. It's actually a Kindle app that's doing the work, but for EPUB, you'll need another app. Plus, although the Kindle app can open PDFs, it doesn't support PDF links, so I recommend using another app for PDFs. Luckily, there are Android ebook reading apps that can read both EPUB and PDF files with full support for internal PDF links and many other features beyond what the Kindle app can do. I tried a number of these apps and ended up settling on Aldico Book Reader, which is free, does a good job of rendering both EPUB and PDF, supports internal links, and makes it easy to access downloaded or copied ebooks. A close second was Mantano Reader, whose ad-supported free version had essentially the same feature set. There's also a $4.99 premium version that drops the ads. Bluefire, which also has an iOS version, works well for reading but requires serious hoop jumping to import downloaded ebooks. Getting Aldico Book Reader onto your Kindle Fire takes some effort. In a protectionist move that puts even Apple to shame, Amazon prevents EPUB reading apps from being accessed from the Kindle Fire, even though the company allows EPUB reading apps to be in the Amazon App Store for Android for other devices. Plus, the Kindle Fire isn't compatible with Google Play, previously known as the Android Marketplace, so I was unable to get Aldico Book Reader from there, though at least one commenter was. But since Android is much less locked down than iOS, you can install anything you can download, as long as you run through these steps first. 1. Tap the gear button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen to access the Kindle Fire's settings. 2. Tap More, then Device. 3. Turn on Allow Installation of Applications from Unknown Sources. A brief aside, given the prevalence of malware in Android apps acquired through alternative markets, I strongly recommend that you turn that setting back off after you install Aldico Book Reader. And if you do decide you want to install other apps not available from the Amazon App Store for Android, go directly to the company in question and avoid random app stores that might come up with a simple search. Luckily, Aldico Book Reader is relatively easily downloaded from the company's download page using the Kindle Fire's web browser. Just enter your email address in the field and click the Grab It button. When I did this, I got an error about the server not being able to send me email, but it provided a link to download directly, which worked fine. Zoom in on the page and tap and hold on the link if you have trouble tapping it. Then, tap the menu button at the bottom of the screen, tap Downloads in the pop-up button menu, and tap Aldico Standard 200160.apk, or whatever yours ends up being called, to download Aldico Book Reader, to install Aldico Book Reader. For the most part, opening a book in Aldico Book Reader is self-explanatory. From its main screen, tap Shelf View or List View to see your loaded ebooks, or tap Files to show the Kindle Fire's file system and open or import books from any local location. Reading is similarly obvious. Tap on the right or left side of the screen to page forward or backward, or swipe left or right. However, two tips will improve your experience. First, while reading an EPUB book, tap Menu, Settings, More, and turn off Advanced Formatting so the publisher's styles and formatting are honored. Obviously, this is optional, but in my admittedly biased opinion, our ebooks look better when our styles are honored. This is a global setting and will be remembered. Second, when tapping links in Eldeco Book Reader, and this was true of other apps I tried as well, you have to be a little careful since a tap on the screen generally brings up controls. My experience was that very quick, light taps worked best for following links without invoking the control display. With that done, the next question is, how do you get a book into the Kindle Fire, either to read in its native Kindle app for Mobile Pocket Files or in Eldeco Book Reader for EPUB and PDF? There are three approaches: direct USB transfer from a Mac or PC, direct downloading via the Kindle Fire's web browser, and email via the Kindle Personal Documents service. Load ebooks via USB. Copying an ebook to the Kindle Fire via a USB cable is simple, but does require that you have access to a Mac or PC and a micro USB cable. Assuming both of those are true, follow these steps. 1. Connect the Kindle Fire to your computer with a micro USB cable. If necessary, wake the Kindle up and swipe the slider to get to the screen that tells you you can transfer files. Once the Kindle Fire is properly mounted as a USB disk, you'll see it in the Finder window sidebar under Devices as Kindle. Click it to view the Kindle Fire's file system. 2. Open a second Finder window and navigate to wherever you keep the ebooks you want to copy to the Kindle Fire. 3. Drag the desired ebook to the Kindle. Where it goes depends on the file type and how you plan to read it. MobiPocket. Drag the file to Kindle/documents to have it appear in the Docs screen in the Kindle Fire's main interface. You can also drag MobiPocket files to Kindle Books, but they will still appear in the Docs screen, not in the Books screen. Copying files to the Books directory goes against Amazon's instructions. Presumably Amazon wants it to hold only purchased ebooks. Technically, you can put a PDF file in Kindle/documents, but then tapping it will open it only in the Kindle app, which isn't nearly as good a PDF reader as Eldeco Book Reader. For EPUB and PDF, although some ebook reader apps, notably Bluefire, have a special import directory, Eldeco Book Reader can load EPUB and PDF files from anywhere in the Kindle Fire's file system, at least the user writable space. So it doesn't matter where you copy the files, but for sanity's sake, I recommend you put them in the Kindle/ebooks directory that Eldeco Book Reader creates. 4. Click the Eject button in the Finder in a Finder window sidebar, tap the Disconnect button and tap the Disconnect button on the Kindle Fire's screen. 5. If you're copying files for use in the built-in Kindle app, you're done. MobiPocket and PDF files copied to the Documents directory appear in the main Docs screen and can be opened in the Kindle app from there. 6. If you're copying files for use in Eldeco Book Reader, one more set of steps is necessary. A. In the App screen, launch Eldeco Book Reader and tap the Files button on the main screen to view the Kindle Fire's file system. B. Navigate into the eBooks directory. C. Tap a book and tap either Open or Import to open it temporarily or import it permanently into Eldeco Book Reader's library. Either way, the file remains in the eBooks directory, so if you import it, you may want to delete it from the eBooks directory later. Load eBooks via the web. Downloading an ebook from the web requires a slightly different approach, because although the Kindle Fire's web browser can download files of any type, they end up in Kindle/download, and the Kindle app is inexplicably incapable of opening even MobiPocket files from the browser's download screen. So if you're downloading MobiPocket files to read in the Kindle app, follow these steps after you have downloaded one or more files. 1. Tap Apps on the main screen, then tap Store to go into the Amazon App Store for Android. 2. Search for File Expert. It's a free file management app that lets you browse and manipulate files in the Kindle Fire. A radical concept for iOS users. When you find it, tap the Free button, and once it morphs, the Get App button. Once File Expert has downloaded, tap the Open button, or just open it from the app screen like any other app. File Expert displays a list of top-level collections. Tap My Files, then SD Card, then Download, and tap and hold on the file you want to work with. A file operations dialog appears. Tap Cut. You're going to move the file. Tap the Back button at the bottom of the screen to navigate up a level in the file system. Tap Documents and tap Paste. File Expert moves the file from the download directory to the Documents directory. 6. Return to the Kindle Fire's home screen, tap Docs, and see if the file you just moved appears. If it doesn't, and didn't in my tests, restart your Kindle Fire by pressing and holding the physical sleep button for several seconds, tapping the shutdown button, and then pressing the sleep button again to power up the device. Honestly, I was shocked this restart was necessary, but apparently the Kindle Fire's interface software isn't smart enough to detect file system changes that take place behind its back, in other words, that don't occur via Amazon's preferred direct USB method. Luckily, thanks to Eldeco Book Reader's capability of opening or importing files from any directory in the Kindle Fire, none of this fuss is necessary for downloaded EPUB and PDF files. Instead, follow these steps after downloading the files. 1. Launch Eldeco Book Reader. 2. Tap the Files button on the main screen to view the Kindle Fire's file system. 3. Navigate into the download directory and tap a book to open it for a quick peek, or import it for repeated reading into Eldeco Book Reader's library. Either way, the file remains in the download directory, so if you import it, you may want to delete it from the download directory later, which you can do from either File Expert or the browser's download screen. Load ebooks via email. This final approach, email via Amazon's Kindle Personal Documents service, works only for a small set of file formats, including MobiPocket and PDF, but not EPUB. Though there is a fee for sending documents to e-ink Kindles that rely on WhisperNet, Wi-Fi-based transfers, which are all that are possible in the Kindle Fire, are free. There are other requirements, too. Email attachments must be sent from an address that you have added to an approved list, must be sent to your special Kindle.com email address, it's listed in the Kindle Fire's doc screen, must be less than 50 megabytes, and must be in one of the following formats, note the lack of EPUB, and you can send no more than 25 attachments at once. For documents, you get AZW, text, PDF, MOBI, PRC, DOC, and DOCX. For audio that will appear in the music app, you can send MP3, DRM-free AAC, MIDI, AUG, and WAV. Images, you can get to JPEG, GIF, PNG, and BMP. And for video, you can do MP4 and VP8. MobiPocket and PDF files that you send to your Kindle Fire via email show up in the Documents directory and appear in the Docs screen. Unsupported file formats like EPUB are dropped in transit. They never arrive on the device, and Amazon sends you email telling you they're not accepted. To read a PDF sent to the Kindle Fire via email, assume you're using Eldeco Book Reader, just navigate to the Documents directory and open or import the file as you would a document loaded in any other fashion. Final recommendations. Some publishers restrict themselves to certain formats, but if you have a choice, as you do with our Take Control ebooks, I recommend that you standardize on the EPUB format and Eldeco Book Reader, or some other competent EPUB reader. When comparing with MobiPocket, I prefer EPUB because it's more likely the publisher will convert an EPUB to get a MobiPocket file. That's what we do. As a result, the MobiPocket versions of ebooks may suffer from conversion artifacts and other issues. When comparing with PDF, I also prefer EPUB because PDF is not a reflowable format, and the small screen of the Kindle Fire makes reading a full-page PDF an effort unless you have extremely good vision. You can zoom in, of course, but then it's more difficult to navigate around in the PDF. Regardless, though, with the instructions here, you should be able to use your Kindle Fire to access and read any DRM-free ebook you want in EPUB, PDF, or MobiPocket format. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope you appreciated these instructions. It took me a whole long time to write them, actually. It was sort of surprisingly more difficult than I had anticipated it would be when I started. But I think I came up with a pretty solid set at the end.